And we want to welcome Casey Neal to for your visit on KUNM and for coming to New Mexico.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
And we are just listening something from one of your last albums, in this case is from the Goodbye to the Rank and File. But I would like to ask you, as if it were a picture of you, or as if it were a business card, which could be the song that you could choose to play live to us, and then we'll talk with you. But first of all, let's listen something from you, something you choose for us to introduce yourself.
Okay. The song is called Ouroboros. Oh, the streets of this town lead to the next town, all the way around the world, through all the oceans in endless motion. We're diving for pearls, and the water keeps moving high up in the air, till it falls on our heads and runs through your hair. And the places we are now, the places we've been, are one in the same now. We end where we begin. And you, my companion, my long-lost friend, again I am with you. We begin where we end. And every direction leads us back again to the doors of the houses we used to live in. The bed is still warm where we once lay. The pillow still holds the shape of your face. And the places we are now, the places we've been, are one in the same now. We end where we begin. And you, my companion, my long lost friend, again I am with you. We begin where we end. I cry sometimes, still I smile. Goodbye this time, just for a while. Just for a while, from the cooling of day to the chill of the evening, I lie awake and wonder what it is you are dreaming. We walk in this world, are breathing an engine. I wanna be like the fox, make tracks in the wrong direction, and practice a resurrection, practice a resurrection, practice a resurrection, practice a resurrection. And the places we are now, the places we've been, are one in the same now. We end where we begin, and you my companion, my long lost friend. Again I am with you, we begin where we end, where we end.
What's the title of this melancholic song?
The song's called Ouroboros.
And what does it mean?
It's the symbol of a snake eating its own tail, mm-hmm. Found in many mythologies, and the song kind of does that. The lyrics eat themselves, something like that.
Why did you choose this one to introduce yourself?
You know, it's a song about, it's a little melancholy, but it's a song about old friends, and there's some travel in it, and there's some, I don't know.
It looks like a life traveling.
Yeah.
A life trip. And how was it today? You were in a concert in a library just in Albuquerque as well.
Uh-huh.
And how did it go?
It was great. We had a bunch of people came. We had a good time. It was at Special Collections Library, and then I'm performing again tonight.
Tonight, what time are you playing?
It's early at 6:30, and it's over at the Taylor Ranch Library on the west side.
Okay, we'll repeat that after after the interview. And you were saying that this is like an icon of how the lyric is composed or something like that, like eating your own tail.
Yeah, there wasn't really an obvious title for it.
But do you know what? There are some people that I've listened that... how is the creativity around composing a song? And some people said, if you compose first the lyric, it's like having a snake on to which you have to follow with the music.
Uh-huh.
So I was, and it looks that some people don't like that way of composing. Uh-huh. Is this your own composition? And how do you work through your compositions?
I tend to write the music and the lyrics at the same time. It kind of starts with a lyric, with either a title or a chorus or something like that, or a subject. And then kind of as I write, if I get stuck on the lyrics, I'll start putting music to it, and I'll do that for a while, and then I'll
so
go back and
fix the lyrics.
So
there are lots of animals there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not the snake.
It's not just the snake. Yeah, there's badgers.
You are... well known as well for your lyrics, but also because you followed and you were committed, socially committed with lots of social causes.
Mm-hmm.
And you might know that Albuquerque is being hot, we'll say, in the news because of all these Albuquerque police, I would say as an Argentinian, easy trigger police,
mm-hmm.
Gatillo fácil. And all this social movement is really raising lots of social awareness. What does inspire you? Is there any song that you could choose to share with Albuquerque's listener?
Yes. I have a brand new song, and it's... I'll play it.
Okay.
It's called...
Then we'll talk.
Yeah. It's good.
Yes, we are live, so that's beautiful.
Yeah. Just making sure it's in tune.
Absolutely.
I went walking through the half light, through the twilight, walking with strangers, my closest friends, through the green valley. Through the darkened alleys, the beautiful cities, mountains and rivers without end. Can you hear the trumpets, the clamor, the call? It's our better angels crying to us all, crying to us all. Lift as we climb, lift as we climb, together undiminished, together we shine. Lift lift as we climb, lift as we climb, undiminished we shine. I see pastures aplenty, ribbons a road, the hills of Old Mingo torn apart for coal. There's mud on my boot heels now, gristle in my teeth. See the mansion on the hill and the families on relief. The river is rising, storms loom in the sky. The old demons that haunt us, they'll be gone by and by. Gone by and by. Lift as we climb, lift as we climb. Together undiminished, together we shine. Lift as we climb, lift as we climb, undiminished we shine. Lift as we climb, lift as we climb, together undiminished, together we shine. Lift as we climb, lift as we climb, undiminished we shine.
And what's the title of this song that you choose to share for all these social protests that we are having and hot still in Albuquerque, especially related with the Albuquerque police, but to raise social awareness?
It's called Lift As We Climb. And, I've been working on it the last year and haven't recorded it yet.
Oh, but it's a pearl.
Yeah.
We are fishers of pearls. And are you going to release a new album? Or because you are already launching an album with, is not a solo album, is with the Norway Rats. I'm wondering why Norway, but...
Yeah, it's Casey Neal and the Norway Rats, and the name of the album is All You Pretty Vandals, and it came out in November. So that came out in November, but, you know, I work on an album for about a year, and then, you know, there's time leading up to its release and kind of getting everything in line. So right around this time, about 6 months after an album is released, you sort of have to start thinking about the next one. If I want it to come out in 2015, I have to start thinking about it now and writing for it now, things like that.
You're American. You're really American. You can really think ahead.
I don't know if I'm good at it.
Well, that's another topic.
Yeah. I'm a musician. I'm also very disorganized.
Well, in your case, I can't say that. You were really here on time, even earlier, which was amazing, with the company of your beautiful wife and Neil going on, and the company of everybody. So you have been working since the 90s in lots of social topics.
Mm-hmm.
And now, 2015, let's say in the future, what are the topics on which in the American landscape, you would like to focus, keeping this issue of trying to use the music, as I can see from your work, through the music, raise social awareness? Mm-hmm. Which are the topics you think now we need to work more?
Well, I always like to have stories that kind of illustrate an issue instead of, you know, having kind of you know, the sort of classic topical folk song sort of sloganeering or something
like
that. I
do prefer that.
Those are good, too. But having something that draws you in and tells a story about someone's circumstance or something that draws people in emotionally where they can connect to it and then, you know, kind of see what the issue is. In terms of my own personal feelings about the world, you know, I'm like a lot of people. I've really, you know, good and freaked out about climate change and our inability to, you know, denial about it and inability to take action on it. And it's, you know, this sweeping thing that affects all humankind and millions of people, rich people, poor people, it doesn't matter. And, you know, droughts and things like that, we have to deal with it, and we have to deal with it fast. And, you know, so, but I don't know how to write a song about that exactly.
No, it doesn't matter. I'm just asking you because we have been working in different topics. So I was wondering on which one you are thinking about now.
that's certainly on my mind. I think that, I would love to find a way to write a song about it or
it's not easy.
Talk about it. It's not easy. Yeah, it's not something where you can, I mean, but, you know, it's the kind of thing that will start impacting people on a very individual basis. There was actually there was a story recently about the first person seeking political asylum in another country citing climate change as the reason. They're from an island nation. Mm-hmm. And that's going to happen a lot.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. What can we share with our listeners now? You might know that our radio station reaches the whole New Mexico state. So now we don't need to think strictly on the Albuquerque listener. Uh-huh. What do you want to share with us? Another song.
Yeah, I'm going to play one last song. And it's a love song, but it's an adaptation of an old blues song. By a singer named Reverend Gary Davis, who wrote did lots of kind of religious material, gospel blues, and he had a song called "Moon Is Going Down," and I kind of took the lyrics to it and changed the music a lot, and made it more of a love song than the spiritual it started as. So it's an adaptation, not a cover.
Lots of animals there to compose.
Yeah, that's a whole nother species.
Another process, isn't it? Okay, let's listen.
So this is called, we retitled it to show that it's a different song, and it's called Vanish Away. Moon gone down, vanish away. Vanish away, vanish away. Moon gone down, vanish away, vanish away, vanish away. Every star gonna disappear. Disappear, disappear. Oh, every star gonna be disappear. Disappear, disappear. Somebody stole away my love. Pray tell. She's the only one can ease my mind. Pray tell me where she is. Big bright sun gonna refuse to shine. Refuse to shine. Refuse to shine. That big bright sun gonna refuse to shine. Refuse to shine. Refuse to shine.
somebody stole away my love. Pray tell me where she is. She's the only one can ease my mind. Pray tell me where she is. Moon gone down, vanish away, vanish away, vanish away. Moon gone down, vanish away, vanish away, vanish away.
Thank you, Casey Neal, for stopping by in Afternoon Freeform on KUNM 89.9.
Thank you for having me.
And good luck in this new project, a new album from you and the band, The Norway Rats. We have to leave the topic of why the Norway were rats.
And I'll be playing tonight at Taylor Ranch Library at 6:30 p.m. And then also I'm in Taos on Friday
at 5 p.m. in the Taos Mesa Brewing Company. I guess everybody knows where is it. And tonight at 6:30 in the Taylor Ranch Library, which is located in 5700 Bogart Northwest in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Casey,
for coming.
And we'll play something from one of your last releases, albums, with the Norway Rats, and to share more of your wide variety of music as well.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.